Hello and welcome to the fourth installment of Microdose, the series where it's untelling how many times I will have to yell at people to keep my shit the fuck off of TikTok before they actually listen to me. Look, I get that there are adults on TikTok. I do. But there are also adults at children's birthday parties, and that doesn't make it acceptable to show up without clothes on. TikTok has a huge lean toward minors, whether that applies to you personally or not. If it does apply to you personally, get the actual fuck away from me. If you're under 18, nobody in this community wants you here. Away we go. Why are you not making request audios? If you are making any, why isn't any of it public? You need to work faster. I'm getting impatient. Several audios that were actually request fills were made public. I just am not marking them as request fill like requests on GWA proper. It's not an appropriate use of the tag, and I think one person knowing the request got filled is enough. As for working faster, I don't see anyone else posting six times a week. Would you survive if you were in a horror movie, and if not, what act of stupidity would take you out? I would definitely be the one that dies early on while fucking the blonde. Does it ever bother you that listeners might say Todd when they orgasm with real-life people because of the effects your audios have had on them? To call this unrealistic would be giving it far too much credit. You said that if you could have one genie wish, you would wish to make all your 2019 to 2020 DDLGs disappear as if they never existed. Why? Well, to be clear, it'd be all of the YouTube DDLGs. Some of them are really fun. I'll warrant you that there are some that are not great, and there were some, as someone who considers themselves to be a smart person, where I felt like I was being treated not like a little, but like someone who was just not that smart. Unexpectedly, I will actually defend them on this particular point. The listener isn't dumb, they're playing dumb as a form of being bratty. The listener is a character too, something I had to remind people at the end of On the Clock. I try to make them relatable, but I can't presuppose everyone's particular inclinations or level of knowledge. That said, that's not what those scenarios were about. A friend of mine once told me that playing dumb, so a guy you like will explain something to you, is a very common flirting tactic that apparently has worked on me before. As for every other aspect of those audios, fuck them. Would you want to live in a haunted house? No. I don't want some afterlife dickheads ruining my recordings. Tips to get my neighbors to stop dropping bowling balls upstairs. Stop living under a bowling alley. Will you have a schedule for InfraRim content and will it be on Patreon? If it is on Patreon, will there be separate membership for it? There is not a plan to have officially scheduled InfraRim content, so I don't plan to have InfraRim content on Patreon in general. My audience is heavily, heavily female, and I have a long way to go for rebuilding. Friday's the wildcard day, which is when I'll drop InfraRim if I do. Also, everything that I release publicly in June will either be InfraRim or InfraA. What's an audio you want to make but won't because you deem it to be out of demand? I've wanted to do a sort of off-the-rails knife play BFE for a while, but it would perform like shit, so I officially canned the idea some time ago. I think there was even a candidate audio for it somewhere in the unreleased pile that was fully edited and everything. Completely packaged. It's surprisingly common. Please, can you growl more? I will beg as much as you want me to, as much as I need to. I went through several years and several hundred audios of growling already, and most people didn't want it. Do you actually sleep naked like you say in your audios? If I don't sleep naked, how can I be woken up via blowjob? Is it weird to have people feel like they know you or want more from you because they feel they have an intimate relationship with you due to your content? We don't do that here. Will the NSFW DDLG be confined to soft spot for the time being? Besides re-uploads? Yeah, probably. People complained that it was impossible to get invested in series that were too spread out over time, which is a point I've taken. What was the name given to your improv'd audios where you used the dice to make up the scenario? Also, would you ever do those again? No. It was replaced by scenes from a hat on Patreon without the worthless ramble. Best way to keep your voice acting career a secret? Don't tell anyone. What does your cum taste like? Want to find out? What's the difference between a dick and a bonus check? Someone is always down to blow your bonus. Clearly you didn't see the bidding wars for giving me a blowjob or controlling my Bluetooth toys. Is singing a hard limit? Rock hard. Any chance we'll ever see an NSFW continuation of A Wink, or even a standalone in that southern accent of yours? Originally, I was going to use that accent for my first OC in 1.0, but I scrapped it all because the resulting audio sucked. It had art and everything. I don't intend to repeat that mistake. Why do you think that there is so little visual porn on the same wavelength as some of the content you create and is popular in audio format? Because that would be incredibly hard, bordering on impossible. For many practical reasons. Consider that I don't release audios where I am actually in bed with or fucking another performer. The listener wants the intimacy of the self-insert aspect, not the voyeurism of watching someone else live out what they want. It says it all that recordings of real meetups always did so incredibly poorly on GWA. There is just not serious demand for that type of content. So, you would have to do it visually and audibly, and honestly, there's like no way it would not be awkward. How has your return gone so far? Reddit, good enough. Patreon, good. YouTube, please kill me. Hey, I was just wondering if you were planning on doing sequels for Substance and The Usual, respectively. No and unlikely. Will you tell us if you go on break? Yep. As per the norm, Patreon posts will be unaffected, but public and optional days will be on hiatus. Osmanthus wine tastes the same as I remember. But where are those who share the memory? I don't think I sound like that guy, but there you go. How are you feeling today? I hope you're okay. We don't do that here. Will you remake or repost? Which ones this time? Soulmates, Vertigo and Furlough, Filling and Toll, referred to as the Incubus Audios this time. Parts of the Cake Day series. In order, no, maybe, no, maybe, maybe, don't worry about it. A reminder that remasters and reposts are on a list in my FAQ, and I won't consider other audios. I ruled them out before I even started posting again. Will you upload that audio that was set on New Year's Eve where you make the balls drop joke? I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, me neither. I don't remember it, but it sounds appropriately terrible. Okay, I'm dying to know what your setup is like with the 3DO. Can Patreon get a behind-the-scenes installment? Process-type content is boring to make and consume, and I got tired of people criticizing my style of assessment anyway. Do you have a favorite tabletop or card game that you like to play? Yes. How many more microdoses do you plan on making, or is it just whenever you get a bunch of questions? I'll go until the questions get too circle jerky or confrontational, to the point where they aren't entertaining to listen to anymore. I kept going long past the point where I should have stopped with asks and bred a lot of negativity in 1.0, which I won't do again. What color would you dye the polar bears? I'd hydro dip them. What's your favorite part of this job? I can do it without clothes on, like right now. I think that's it, so I'll just